Welcome to Creating Community in the Virtual Study Hall, Lessons from Spring 2021. My name is Casey Hughes. I'm a recent MLIS graduate from the University of Maryland iSchool. I'm now the Reference and Instruction Librarian at the College of Southern Maryland. The project we're about to talk about was something I engaged in as my field study in my final semester as an MLIS student, and I worked on this project with Sharona as my supervisor. I'll let her introduce herself, and she will explain the background of the project.
Hi, my name is Sharona Ginsberg. I'm the head of the Terrapin Learning Commons at the University of Maryland in College Park. As Casey said, I was her mentor for this project, and I'm just going to start out by explaining some of the background of the project before Casey came on board. So the project began in spring 2020 when the campus went completely virtual for the COVID-19 pandemic. There was a lot of concern about how to engage with students. There was a lot of concern from students about how to get their work done and how to focus in this period of time. And the Terrapin Learning Commons specifically was looking for a way to engage with students and to provide a similar experience to what we can usually do in person, which is providing a space for students to gather and study and work alongside each other. We came across a project that another unit on campus was doing for faculty and staff called Shared Workspace Sessions. And we were interested in this and kind of used this as a jumping off point for our virtual study halls. The study halls were supposed to, like I said, kind of replicate the experience of studying alongside a friend in the library working on separate work, not necessarily a group project. And they ran throughout spring 2020, led by full-time staff members in the library. And then again, we ran them in fall 2020, led by student employees. And then it was in spring 2021 that Casey came onto the project to further tweak the project and make it more engaging for students.
So like Sharona said, it was my job to consider ways to revitalize and change up the event. And the hope of this was to increase the number of students attending the event. However, I did keep the basics of the event more or less the same. Students were still able to join a Zoom room from a link on the library website where a host was waiting to direct a quiet study session. In this iteration, however, we added a group study room element where groups could come and have a private breakout room in which to study with other students that they knew. That way they could run their study time the way they wanted to. This program was open to any group, but we targeted our marketing at student organizations, hoping they might be looking for ways to foster connections in their organizations due to constraints on in-person activities at the time. We advertised this event through targeted emails to student orgs, advertisements in departmental emails, and sharing information about the program with departmental staff, such as the staff of the Department of Sorority and Fraternity Life, hoping that they would help get the word out to their students. We had three main goals of the project. The first two remained the same as the initial event. We hoped to support student learning, as well as to promote engagement with the library. An added goal with the new group study element was to build connections between the library and student organizations. Sharona is fairly new to the library, and we hoped that we could start to build relationships with student orgs that could be fruitful later on. In the end, the changes that we made to the event didn't actually increase attendance very much. Student attendance was relatively the same in spring 2021 as it had been in previous semesters. So as the semester went on along in that vein, an added goal that we had was simply to continue to promote the event, making sure that students knew the library was out there actively doing things to support them, even if they're not going to attend those things. As a rule, library events don't always have high attendance, but we believe that the fact the library does things makes a difference and impacts how students see the library. As for challenges, like I said, attendance was still relatively low this semester, and we can speculate as to why that might be, but in the end, it's all speculation because we couldn't assess for it since you can't assess people that don't come to an event. So we don't know exactly why attendance was low, but based on experiences that everyone has shared in this past year, we can guess at a couple of them. We know that students are struggling with Zoom fatigue as well as pandemic struggles with motivation and mental health. The event itself can be awkward, especially when there is a lack of participants. There was effort required on behalf of group leaders, and we also had to communicate with students mainly through email, and we know that students get a lot of emails. So, things we learned. While attendance was fairly low, feedback was generally positive. Students we assessed spoke positively about the motivation and accountability that the program provided, as well as opportunities to take breaks and chat and connect while they were doing their work. While it may not have been the best or most successful way of serving this need, we were trying to serve a need that was genuinely there. If the TLC continues to offer this program, they may consider further adjustments to improve attendance. So this could include staff or departmentally sponsored group study rooms, connecting with faculty to create study rooms for particular classes, because faculty could offer incentives for attendance, and more targeted marketing to certain student orgs. While this event was less successful than we might have wished, it provided good lessons and a lot to reflect on. As a kind of new librarian, I think it was especially beneficial for me, since I got to experience everything that goes into creating a library program, as well as practice that out-of-the-box thinking that librarians had to embrace in this past year and a half. That's all we have for you on talking about this program, but we would welcome feedback, ideas, questions, so feel free to reach out to Sharona and I via our emails, which are on the poster. Thank you.